This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. 3-year-old Alan Kurdi was buried today in northern Syria, along with his 5-year-old brother and their mother. A picture of the little boy who drowned as his family tried to cross from Turkey to Greece has become a stark symbol of the worsening migrant crisis in Europe. Today, British Prime Minister David Cameron said the UK would take in thousands more Syrian refugees. Meanwhile, the State Department says by the end of October, the US will have taken in about 1,800 since the conflict began in 2011. And pressure is mounting to do more. Gigi Duban reports.
Since the start of the Syrian conflict, the U.S. has been the single largest donor of humanitarian aid, more than $4 billion to date. Eric Davis is a political science professor at Rutgers. He says that's definitely important.
But that's not the long term. That's like putting a Band-Aid on cancer.
Taking in Syrian refugees would do more, but it isn't an easy process, Davis says. He's worked closely with Iraqis seeking asylum. And he says even those that worked as translators for the U.S. military had difficulty. It's expensive, most need a lawyer, and they have to prove they're under threat. Sarah Margon is Washington director at Human Rights Watch. She says refugee resettlement doesn't happen very quickly.
And part of the problem is that in the wake of 9/11, the system has really ossified, and it's, you know, the process is very laden with interviews and security and background checks.
It can take years, she says. The U.S. is under pressure to take in more refugees. So how many would it take to make a difference? Kemal Kirishci is senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. He had a hard time putting a number on it.
I mean, even 130,000 is only a tiny fraction of the 4.2 million refugees who are mostly in the immediate neighboring countries.
Recently, the State Department said by the end of 2016, it would likely accept up to 8,000 Syrian refugees. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.